a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
All right, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with
us. There are games, like, in a couple of days.
Yes.
Thursday.
Scott, the NFL is starting up
in
a couple of days. So, yes, this Thursday. And it's not just a game. It's Tom Brady versus Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
It's the Cowboys and anybody
Tampa
else.
Tampa Bay's going to kill Dallas.
You think so?
Yes. It's in Tampa.
Yeah, but the thing is, and you've always talked about this, too. You've always been like,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the Keery clan showed up. Yep. Oh, boy. Well, pack it up. This thing's over.
Here goes the neighbor.
All right. So, but what I was going to say was, is that Dallas and Tampa Bay, you know how it is. It's not going to be a blowout. It's
yeah,
not going
it
to be a blowout. Why? Scott, everybody's good in the NFL, remember? Isn't that what you taught me?
Yeah, like, but, then, number one. But there are some that are better.
But Tampa Bay, do you think they're just going to automatically pick up where they left off? Because they were not great during their regular season.
Yeah, I think they're going to pick up where they took off. I really do.
Yeah, I've got the baby here.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Got the baby here. All right. So first up on the NFL Roundup, by the way, if you wanted to actually get into some content
let's
of the
do
show,
that.
No, I know it's good. So. Is Zach Wilson going to be able to turn around the Jets franchise? I watched two different interviews today where people were like, yeah, but this kid's different. And the whole thing starts with the Jets are an awful organization. It's a terrible place. And you and I have brought it up before about, yeah, he had a great preseason. Yeah, things look pretty good. I watched this whole interview today about how this pundit was like, yep, I watched all the tape on every throw that every rookie quarterback made in the preseason. And Zach Wilson's by far the most talented, and he's going to have the breakout season. Not Mac Jones, is what he said. I just don't know how you handle getting thrown right into it without any sort of buffer of being able to learn how to be a pro, Scott.
Well, you know who I thought was really good, and he went to the Jets? Mark Sanchez.
Yeah,
I mean, Mark
USC.
Sanchez was just amazing.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody can sit here today and go, oh, this guy is a can't miss. This guy, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
And I'll tell you, and I bring this example up a lot, but it's so true. Steve Young stays with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He's not a Hall of Famer. He's not a Hall of Famer. And so you're
– Brett Favre stays with the Falcons.
He's not a Hall of Famer.
Right.
He's not. Right, I mean, and you can go through. You know, I mean, the Cowboys don't trade Herschel Walker. I mean, they don't have they don't have all those draft picks. They
right.
don't have, you know, they may not have Emmitt Smith. You know, so it's so much of it isn't so much about Zach Wilson. It's so much about who is around him, and maybe after all of these years of being inept, maybe it's that time when it does change. You know, maybe this is. Maybe he's the first part of a puzzle that all of a sudden you find all the pieces and it works. But it's never about Zach Wilson. It's never about just a guy. It's about so much of the organization you're in and where and the people that are around you. And if you get in the right situation, you're going to have more success than if you're not. What's so hard, Alex, is he's in a massive honeymoon right now. And they've done a great job of pubbing and propping him up. But it's going to get ugly.
What's the first part that goes wrong?
Well, it's going to be and it may not be even in year one. Or it may be all of a sudden you just go, wow, this game, he's not ready for all of the things that are going to get thrown at him. Because he's going to get a lot of things thrown at him that he hasn't even remotely seen yet. And what I'm worried about is can he hold up physically and not get injured? You know, that's really the thing that I think would concern me the most about Zach Wilson.
Mac Jones, I thought this was a funny article. It says, Mac Jones was not surprised that he won the starting job with New England. I was like, I don't know how they exacted that quote out of him or how they got that out of him. So what do you think he sees? Is that just a massive amount of ego and confidence, or is that I got there and he had a little bit of what happened to you, which is like, oh, we're just playing football here. Like, I thought it was going to be some magical transformation into something else. And then he saw Cam Newton and went, oh, this guy doesn't throw great all the time. I could win this job.
Yeah. Well, and what you have is you have a guy that was at Alabama. And, like, it might be a downgrade for him to actually go to the NFL. I mean, he may have had better talent for the 4 or 5 years that he was at Alabama as compared to even the Patriots. And so when you're developed in a system where you're every single day you're throwing to, you're competing against the very best players in the country, you're going to develop at a higher level than anybody. I mean really anybody. So if there was a player that was about as prepared as you could possibly be, playing with great talent, playing in big-time games, national championships, playoffs, and doing well, the NFL would be a cakewalk. I mean, this does not surprise me that he even said this at all. It's like everyone else in college football is playing in, like, maybe double-A or high single-A ball, and Mac Jones was playing at triple-A ball in college, and he was about as primed and ready to make it to the NFL as anybody.
I just think that, you know, it's interesting to see all these rookie quarterbacks, and just that at the end of the year, we're going to have a totally different opinion. We're going to go, boy, how terrible was fill in the blank? How bad was this guy? How on earth did we miss it on this guy?
Historically, that's the way it is.
Of course.
You're just going to have that. I know New York scares the dickens out of me just because it's so fickle. They will turn on you in a New York minute. They will, and it's not a pleasant thing when things change. And everyone's hopeful right now. Everyone's like, man, you know, oh, we get, you know, and that's kind of the fun thing with the NFL. And then all of a sudden, reality steps in, and it's a different deal.
The next thing that I saw here was the Denver Broncos quarterbacks. You remember when they got busted?
Yep.
Playing with the or they were messing with the COVID protocols. The NFL went in, and it was, and they were able to find out that indeed they were. They went in, watched their facility footage, and went back and watched. And these guys, and it was worse than they thought. They were way messing around. They weren't taking any of it seriously. And that's when Kendall Hinton had to play quarterback, a guy who hadn't played quarterback since high school. Think about what I'm telling you right now, too. There are going to be some guys who are going to try to float the rules. They're going to just be like, nah, I'm good. And the COVID protocols for guys who are unvaccinated in the league, they're like super strict. And the NFL is going to fine huge amounts of money like they did last year. But they're also going to make guys sit out. And they're threatening like, hey, first-time offense for this COVID thing. And the Players Association doesn't really have much say in it because it's like, hey, no, these are like temporary emergency stop so that we can still play football.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that this has happened, and it doesn't surprise me. And there's a culture, and it's not like a baseball culture, Alex, where it's like blatant cheating, but it's like, where can I find an edge? Where do I find an edge to get over on my competition a little bit? And if they're trying to, you know, kind of game the system or whatever in the COVID protocols and all that stuff, then people are gonna get away with it. I don't know they'll get away with it, but they'll try it. The one thing that is so prevalent in our society today, there's a camera everywhere. I don't care where you are. I mean, and you may be in the privacy of your home, and I'll say things in a conversation. All of a sudden, it shows up on my phone or on my computer, and it's like, I just had that thought. I didn't even necessarily say it, and now it like knows. And so, you can't get away with anything.
You know what I'm sad for though is that Hinton actually, when he went in and started, it doesn't actually show up as an official start. You can't even say I started officially in an NFL game. I don't know why they said that it did, but it was for some reason they didn't. He was 1 of 9 for 13 yards in that game, Scott. 2 interceptions. So 1 completion.
Well, he's good at throwing interceptions.
2 interceptions.
He's good at something.
We'll take the break. We have our 2-minute drill next. We're coming to you live. Our final segment next right here from the Leighton Nielsen's Frozen Custard. The Tour de Fans has begun with General RV. Yes, all this week we're going to be other places. Come hang out with us. Tonight, wrapping the show up next at the Nielsen's Frozen Custard in Leighton.
A stranger with a gun came upon 2 teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are. And this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.